You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
Our text verse is verse 8. I'll read it in a moment. And then we'll go before that and after that to get our message today. The Bible says in Philippians 4:8, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are..." Let's read it to you. "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are..."
"True."
"Whatsoever things are..."
"Honest."
"Whatsoever things are..."
"Just."
"Whatsoever things are..."
"Pure."
"Whatsoever things are..."
"Lovely."
"If there be any..." And "whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, there be any praise, think." Think on these things. You show me your thinking, I'll show you your actions. As a man thinketh in his heart, the Bible says, so is he. I have to guard my thinking. I must guard my thinking. You know, as I think about our people today, there are some people in this world that are just negative about everything. They thrive on negativity. I refuse to be negative.
Amen.
I refuse it. I'm not going to be negative. I'm not going to be, if the offerings are up, I'm not going to be negative. If they're down, I'm not going to be negative. I refuse to be negative about anything. Gasoline prices go up, I'm not going to complain about it. I'm just going to pay it and keep on going and hopefully get somebody else in the office next time, whatever. But I'm just not going to complain. I'm not going to complain about my health. My wife's the same way. I thank God for that today. We're not complaining about our age. We're not complaining about life. We're not going to complain about America and go boycott on these streets. We love America. We love the things of God. I am not going to be negative. Today, as I look at this verse before us, I'm not going to be helpless or hopeless. I just believe great things are ahead. Always ahead. That's why I believe in vision. Vision is picturing how it could be or should be in the immediate future. I believe great things are going to happen. I believe great things are going to happen this year of 2026 in our church. We're going to own some more buildings. God's going to have to give them to us. We can't afford them, but God's going to give them to you. Watch. God's going to give us more souls, more ministry. I refuse to be discouraged. I refuse to be negative. I refuse to be hopeless or helpless. I refuse to be discouraged. I know there's a lot in life that discourages us. I know there's a lot. Every day of my life, I get discouraging news. I get an email from somebody that just tells me off. I get a listener that hates us. That happens. But by the way, I get many more from those that love us.
Amen.
I'm not going to let one person or two people or five people take my joy from my heart. I'm going to have the joy. I've lived a long life. I hope I have many more years to live. But one of these days, I'm going to die of a heart attack. Or I'm going to die of a stroke. I don't want my last day to be a negative day. I don't want my last day to be a hopeless day. I don't want my last day to be a negative, a helpless day. I don't want my last day to be anything but positive. Now, how can I do that? I got to guard my thinking. And my thinking can go so haywire so fast. I can have fear. I have great faith. I mean, I have great faith. God has blessed my life with faith. I just believe God can do anything. But with what God blesses us, there's also a negative. I have great faith. I can get great fear. Real quick. And so I have to guard against that fear because I want to live by the just shall live by faith. That's how God wants me to live. So I refuse to be living by fear. And when I have fear, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of might and of a sound mind. So fear is not from God. Fear is from Satan. I don't want to fear. I care not today what tomorrow may bring, if sunshine or shadow or shade. The Lord I know ruleth over everything. So all of my worry is vain. I'm going to guard my thinking. I'm speaking today on think right. Think right. My Bible says that I'm to think right. I'm to think on things that are true. I'm to think on things that are honest. I'm to think on things that are just, that are pure, that are lovely, of good report, virtuous. I'm to think on these things. Now, you're going to be in charge of your own thought process, your own thoughts in your mind. Say, well, you know what? The economy is bad for my business. Well, it might be bad for your business, but not for your business. Change your business.
Amen.
I mean, make your business succeed.
Amen.
There's always a way.
Yep.
So what does God's word say here? Well, when I have my thinking right, look what happens. My prayer life is right. Verse 6. Let's read verse 6. Ready? Begin. Be careful for nothing. When you find a scripture here, verse 8, like, well, you've got to look ahead and behind and say, what is the result of thinking right? It's a good prayer life. I believe as much as possible. I got up real early this morning. And as much as possible, I went by section in this room in my prayer life at the house today. And I went row by row where you sit. And I've tried my very best to call your name out before the throne of grace that God would do a great work in your heart today. I see some that I love you dearly, but you're backslidden. And you know you are, but you're here today. So that means you're trying at this thing. I'm not going to throw you out with a life. I want to pray for you. That's my job. I have been hired. Acts 6:4. We will give ourselves continually to the word of God and to prayer. I have been hired to pray.
Amen.
That's my job.
Amen.
Just think of it. I get paid because you work so you can tithe, so I can get paid so I can go golfing every day. No, not golfing. They discriminate against me when I golf. They're just discriminators. They never mow the lawn where I hit the ball, so I don't go golfing. My prayer life is always a reflection of how I think. I can do all things through Christ.
Amen.
But without me, John 15:5, ye can do nothing. I cannot lead our church. I cannot lead the youth. I cannot lead the children. I cannot lead the staff. I cannot lead anybody without His help. I need the help of God.
Amen.
At the very best, I'm just like you, but I'm not like you. You're looking at a man, you've heard it 1,000 times. I have no idea how to turn a computer on. I have no idea how to use the devices that you use. I have no idea, and I'm not going to learn. I'm too old to learn. I don't want to learn. I don't want to waste my time learning. But you can go ahead and now everybody in our, we must own about 500 computers around here. Everybody has, and all of our students have to have computers, but not me. I got all these folks who can do things for me. My job's to pray.
Amen.
You know, I have a good prayer life, but can I tell you what happens in my prayer life? I'm like you, I live on tired. I'm always tired. And I start praying, and all of a sudden, I start nodding off, and I'll fall asleep. You know, I'll start praying, and I'm praying for this family and for this situation that they're facing. And all of a sudden, I start thinking of that family and this family, and I begin, and I start going down rabbit holes and rabbit trails. No, you're not looking at the best prayer warrior, but you're looking at a man that does pray.
Amen.
I do pray. I have a wife I have to pray for, 3 children I have to pray, all in the ministry, and their husbands and their mates, all in the ministry. I have to pray for them, and 14 grandkids, and now great grandbaby coming. I have to pray for them.
Amen.
have to pray for the health. And so far, they're all the grandkids are graduating from Bible college and going in the ministry. And thank God for that. But I've got to pray for them. I pray for their safety. I pray for the health. I pray for the wisdom. I pray for the strength. I pray for their philosophy. I pray every day for every one of those kids. I pray for you because I'm required to pray. You know, when my mind is right, when I'm thinking on lovely things, I'm thinking on pure things, I'm thinking on honest things, I can have a great prayer walk with God. I love walking and praying because I don't fall asleep when I walk. And I walk and I pray. I love standing and praying. I love kneeling, but a lot of times kneeling, I can fall asleep on my knees. I see my daughter Tabitha here. I love praying for Tabitha. She's the sweetest girl to her mom and dad. Tiffany flew up this week from being a pastor's wife and cared for her mother for 5 days. Oh, she's so sweet. Tim's calling. He pastors down in Arizona and says, I want to come up and be with mom for a few days and help her. You know, we have such good kids. They love us dearly. But they deserve to have a dad that will pray for them. Are you praying for your children? Are you praying for your grandchildren? When God's word says, when my mind is being ruled by Him, I'll pray. If you're not praying, your mind's not being ruled by God. Not only do I pray, but I have peace. Look what the Bible says in verse number 9. Those things which ye have both learned, let's read it together. Ready, begin. Those things which ye have both learned. Peace. Not only do I have prayer, but I have peace in my heart. Far away in the depths of my spirit tonight rose a melody sweeter than song. Peace, peace, wonderful peace coming down. When everything is exploding around you and everything is turmoil, everything, you can have a peace that this world does not know about. Thank God for peace. Peace is an inner calm that God is going to do everything according to His will. When I pray according to His will. I may not like the outcome, but if it's according to His will, this is what God has in place for my life. That's God's will. I want God's will for my life more than I want my will. I want God's peace more than my conjured up peace. The Bible says, Isaiah 26:3, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Where are you thinking today? You're thinking about all these things the news has to offer. The immigration problem, the ICE situation, Minneapolis and all whatever other cities they're protesting in. Thinking of Venezuela and all these things. I know those things that are happening. I get a little bit of that. I know what's happening in the world today. But I tell you, I'm not going to absorb my mind with much of it. Because that's all man manufactured. I want to think on things that are pure.
Amen.
Things that are lovely. Things that are honest. Things that are virtuous. I want to think on these things. And when I think on those things, I have a prayer life. And I have a peace life. A peace that passes all understanding. There's a third item that I have. Number one, I have prayer. Number one, I have. Two, I have. Number three, and I will stay with the letter P on this, but I have contentment. Verse 11, let's read verse 11. Ready? Begin. Not that I speak in respect of one. Content means I have enough. How do you gain that spirit, contentment? You learn it. That's what it says. I have learned. You know, the older you get, you're either learning to have more and desire more, Are you learning that I can get by with a little bit less? It's an amazing thing how life is. My wife and I both, we've learned we don't need a bigger house. We probably need a smaller house. Now, I do need a new car, come to think of it. I love cars. Oh, I love cars. But we don't need all these new things. We don't need additional. We don't need more money in the bank. We don't need those things. My wife and I have pledged together that our investment is going to be this church. And I'll guarantee it, if anybody wants to look at our giving record, see the business manager, he'll show you our giving record for last year. We pour our finances into this church. Why? We want to lay up for ourselves, not treasure on earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt and where thieves break through and steal and destroy. But we want to lay it up in heaven.
Amen.
And one day when I get there, I want to hear God say, "Well done, son. You did a good job. You loved your people. You invested in my work." The older I get, I'm like that old preacher that said, the older I get, a great, well-known preacher, he said, I just want to crawl in some back door into heaven. And I feel that way the older I get. I've done so little for Christ. He's done so much for me. And the older you get, you realize things. But the older you get, you should be learning contentment. I have enough. And when you're thinking right, when you think, I'll never own a home. Well, maybe God doesn't want you to own a home. It's not the end of the world. Maybe God wants you to own a home and God's going to provide a way. But I have enough. I'm okay. I'm not nervous about all these things. I am completely filled. That's a mind that's thinking right.
Amen.
You that are single and you want to get married, God's going to provide that in His time if He wants you married. And you people that are married, you want out of marriage. God's going to provide a peace in your heart to stay married. There's a fourth area. Number one, when I have a mind that's fixed on Christ, I'm going to have a what?
Prayer life.
I'm going to have an inner peace. And then number three, I'm going to have what?
Contentment.
I'll just be content. There's one fourth area I want you to see today. It's verse 13. Let's read verse 13 together. Ready? Begin. I can do all things
through Christ who strengthens me.
Let's read it one more time with gusto. Ready? I can do
all things through Christ who strengthens me.
You know, I can be positive. I can do all things.
Yes.
Pastor Moore is right down here. He came to us, a graduate from Oklahoma University in fire protection, and came to Bible College 4 years ago to train for the ministry 3.5 years ago. And he's graduated. It's the last day today. He's going to Oklahoma to pick up some furniture and their place there. Then they're moving to Montana, to a town of 6,000 people. It's the county seat. In the county, there's 11,000 people. Think of that. And he's got a log cabin type of church building with just about 15, 20 members left. You know, that church is going to be so blessed to have him.
Amen.
So blessed to have his precious wife. And they're going to go to that town. And no, it's not going to be 5,000 people coming every Sunday. But it's going to grow. And they're going to go through hard times and obstacles. And there's going to be some folks that leave the church and come and stay. And they'll see folks saved. It's going to be great to see all that God is going to do with their life. But I'll tell you why I know that God's going to do it. Because the man's positive.
Amen.
His wife is positive.
Yep.
They believe that they can do all things through Christ. He had so many opportunities, so many big areas, so many churches that he could have chosen. But he chose a city of 6,000 people. Who does that? A person that believes God.
Amen.
I could do all things through Christ. What's on your plate today? You say, I can't do it. Oh, God can help you. God can help you in every area of your life, but you're going to have to start to think right. The ball's in your court. We always put everything on God. No, it's in your court. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he.
Amen.
I'm going to think on things that are true. I'm going to think on true things, not false things. I'm going to think on lovely things. I'm going to think on honest things. I'm going to think on pure things. I want to think on just things. And I begin to think on these things and think on them and dwell on them. I get in my car, and other than KNBBC, I don't play any news in my car. Now, I'm not saying you're wrong to do it. I just don't want the news in my car. The truth is, I have had my car for 4 years now, maybe five. I have no idea how to turn the AM station on. There's still AM, right? There is. I don't have any idea how to turn on, but I know how to turn on KNBBC.
Amen.
And it comes on and begins to play. And I start to sing, and I tell you what, you have never heard singing till you've heard me sing.
Praise God!
One idiot in this auditorium. I'm not a singer, but boy, do I sound good with that radio. And Brother Martinez, I'm so sick and tired of hearing you at our house. My wife plays you, she goes, I love hearing him sing. Well, I don't, I'm tired of it.
Me too.
But you too. But he sings so beautifully. And I'll be in the car, and he's got the orchestra behind him, and he's singing. And I'll start to turn him down. And I'll start to sing a little bit louder. And then I'll turn him down a little bit more. It doesn't sound the same when I'm singing by myself. I turn him back up, I stop singing. You know, I want to have a mind that's thinking on the things of God. I want to have a mind that's so pure. And my mind's not always pure. Sometimes I let my mind get all upset inside. I begin to fear, begin to have anxiety in my heart. In my mind, that's our heart. I begin to think that, maybe God, did I make a mistake here? Lord, are you not coming through? And so I have to confess it to get it right with God and say, Lord, today, I hope you'll claim this verse this week. I'm going to think on things that are lovely, pure, honest, just, all these things, pure. I close with this, just comes to my mind. Years ago, before the radio and before all the devices that we have, most men that came to church were farmers. I worked in a factory, but they were farmers. And they went to Sunday school on Sunday morning, Sunday night, came home. They got on the tractor on Monday morning. And they didn't have any radios, any transistors. They got on that tractor and were plowing those fields thinking about Sunday morning's message, thinking about the songs they sang, thinking about Sunday night's message. But nowadays, so quickly, the devil snatches it away, doesn't he? If I ask you tomorrow, what did Pastor preach? What was our first song this morning? Well, it was When Morning Gilds the Sky, page 8. What did the choir sing? What was the judgment? See, I can think of it right now, but there's going to be so much from now, tomorrow at this time, that pulls away from my mind. So I had a quiz for the elementary kids. I said, what did I preach last Sunday? What book? You know, they knew it was 1 Peter. The next person, I said, what did I preach? They said, our adversary, the devil. They had it. I said, what was the first song? They said, holy, holy, holy. I said, what was the first song Sunday night? They said, my Savior's love. I said, what did I preach Sunday night? I can't even remember what I preached on Joshua 24. That's how I want our kids to keep their mind. And I'd like you to review tomorrow morning, say, what did we sing? What did he preach? Let's bow for prayer. Father, I love these people so much. I love them dearly. I look forward to Sunday to see the Brazilians. Most of them can't speak English, and those that can, I'm so very grateful for them. Thank you for who they are, what they mean to us personally. Thank you for their love for this church and their love for their pastor. I love the Brazilians. I love the bus kids. Lord, it's a miracle what you've done in their lives. And I thank you for them. I pray your blessing on their lives this week as they seek to live for thee. God, may they all eventually marry right and live right, be good husbands and good fathers, Christian mothers. Bless every visitor here today, this invitation, every member. God, help us to guard our minds. Help me with my mind this week. May my mind be stayed upon thee. I'll be a better husband if I can keep my mind on thee. I'll be a better father, father-in-law, a papa. I pray your blessing upon our church. God, may we think right.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.